As the Delta variant spreads across the country, fights have flared over what protective measures should be in place. Should there be more mask mandates? Should big gatherings be banned? Should restaurants close? There are no clear answers that apply in all situations, but researchers have learned some lessons about what measures actually work to slow down the virus. NPR's Selena Simmons-Steffen explains.
If you've ever felt confused over the course of the pandemic, trying to keep track of which restrictions were on at a given moment in your community, like still no indoor dining, right? Masks at the grocery store, no? Then consider this feat. A team of researchers at the University of Pittsburgh and Carnegie Mellon University created a database of every statewide restriction and every time restrictions were lifted in all 50 states plus DC since last March.
I mean, truly, this was a labor of love.
Seema Lakdawala was one of the project leads. Usually, she studies influenza transmission at the University of Pittsburgh, like lab work.
We're mostly an experimental lab, right? We do a lot of molecular virology and animal model-based transmission studies.
But when she and her staff were home, like everyone else, in March of 2020, they got curious about what impact these restrictions would have on transmission of the virus. They started scouring state websites for restriction announcements.
So we came up with a rubric to say, well, how strong were the interventions based on multiple categories? Masking, gathering size bans, stay-at-home orders, closing non-essential businesses, restaurant bar closures, restrictions.
Then she decided they needed help figuring out what it all meant. So she phoned a friend.
My name is Rebecca Nugent. I am the head of the Department of Statistics and Data Science at Carnegie Mellon University.
With the full team assembled, one of the ways they crunched the numbers was to graph out for each state how cases and deaths grew, those curves that show peaks during a surge, and then mark when restrictions were put in place or lifted to show whether restrictions helped to flatten the curves. It turned out
they work. They have an impact. They are contributing to the control of the spread.
Granted, timing is really important. The researchers found it was better to put restrictions in early, before a surge had really had a chance to heat up, and then keep them in place for a while. It took about 4 weeks or so before they started to pay off. Lakdawala explains they also found there seemed to be a sweet spot. When states had several kinds of moderate restrictions in place for long enough, that worked particularly well.
Some level of masking, some level of restaurant or bar restrictions, and some level of gathering size bans. Those, we think, are the critical three.
What they couldn't figure out was whether some restrictions are better than others. Like, are restaurant closures more important than limiting the size of gatherings? Because a lot of times, the restrictions went into place as a package, so they couldn't tease apart the impact of one versus another. Melissa McFeeters, an epidemiologist at RTI International, who wasn't involved in the research, calls the database this team made a terrific resource, especially since even though there are now highly effective vaccines available, at the moment,
we don't have enough people vaccinated, and we don't have enough people who can be vaccinated. Think about all the children who aren't eligible yet. And so we need to do combinations of things.
That might look like getting vaccinated and masking, keeping gatherings small, good hand washing, good ventilation, and the rest. Because even though Delta is highly contagious and taking off across the country, all of these tools to flatten the curve do still work. Selena Simmons-Duffin, NPR News.